A huge storm system crossing the U.S. threatens to unleash tornadoes Friday in the Mississippi Valley, blizzards in the northern plains and dry, gusty conditions in Texas and Oklahoma that pose a high risk of wildfires. The National Weather Service predicted extreme weather across a vast swath of the U.S. with a population exceeding 100 million people. Powerful winds gusting up to 80 miles per hour, 130 kilometers per hour, were forecast from the Canadian border to Texas. The storm system is expected to bring rain to California's central coast Friday, a day after the National Weather Service confirmed a tornado touched down in East Los Angeles as a large strong storm system caused flooding in the area. Forecasters say the severe storm threat will continue into the weekend, with a moderate chance of tornadoes and damaging winds on Saturday pushing into areas including New Orleans and Birmingham, Alabama. Heavy rain could bring flash flooding to some parts of the East Coast on Sunday. Experts say it's not unusual to see such weather extremes in March, with storm systems producing heavy snow and blizzards on the cold side and severe thunderstorms and tornadoes on the warm side. "What's unique about this one is its large size and intensity," said Bill Bunting of the Weather Service's Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma. "And so what that is doing is producing really substantial impacts over a very large area. Tornadoes likely amid storm outbreak." The Storm Prediction Center said fast-moving storms could spawn tornadoes and hail up to baseball size on Friday. But the greatest threat would come from straight-line winds near or exceeding hurricane force, with some gusts possibly reaching 100 miles per hour, 160 kilometers per hour. Forecasters said areas most at risk were in eastern Missouri, much of Illinois and portions of Iowa, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas, and Mississippi. About 47 million people faced an enhanced to moderate severe storm threat from Madison, Wisconsin, to Birmingham, Alabama. Isolated, intense thunderstorms expected further south on Saturday could bring an even greater tornado threat to Gulf Coast states, with areas most at risk including New Orleans and other parts of eastern Louisiana and much of Mississippi and Alabama. Alabama Governor Kay Ivey declared a preemptive state of emergency Friday, urging people across the state to be vigilant overnight and into the weekend. "We fear we could see intense, destructive tornadoes over the south tomorrow," Bunting said. "Blizzards expected in northern plains." Forecasters warned that heavy snow whipped by powerful winds are likely to make travel treacherous in parts of the Rockies and Northern Plains. Blizzard conditions were possible in the Dakotas and Minnesota. Winter storm warnings issued Thursday lingered into Friday morning in mountainous regions of Arizona and Utah, where more than a foot, 30 centimeters, of snowfall was possible. Forecasters warned of poor visibility and icy road conditions. Snow in northern Arizona shut down some stretches of Interstate 40. The winter blast continued after snowfall of up to 3 feet, 90 centimeters, blanketed the Sierra Nevada earlier in the week. Dry, gusty conditions bring extreme threat of wildfires. Warm, dry weather and sustained winds of up to 45 miles per hour, 72 kilometers per hour, brought what the Weather Service called near historic conditions for sparking wildfires Friday to the southern plains and parts of the southwest. Wind gusts exceeding 80 miles per hour, 128 kilometers per hour, were possible. Forecasters also warned about an extreme risk of fires in parts of northern Texas, much of Oklahoma, and southeast Kansas. A broader area where the fire threat was designated as critical stretched from eastern New Mexico into Texas and north to a portion of southern Iowa. The Weather Service said a potential for dry thunderstorms in parts of Kansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Arkansas carry the added risk of fires being started by lightning with minimal rainfall to impede them. More than half of Texas's 245 counties had burn bans in place because of the dangerous fire conditions. The Weather Service in Lubbock posted a video Friday morning on X of wind whipping thick dust across the road as one of its employees drove to work. "This is likely to be the worst dust storm so far this year," said Randall Hergert, a lead forecaster with the Weather Service in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Forecasters warned that brownout conditions were possible from airborne dust. They urged those stuck on the roads to keep a firm grip on the steering wheel and watch for fallen trees, power lines and other debris. Underscore, underscore, underscore. Bynum reported from Savannah, Georgia. AP journalists Susan Montoya Bryan in Albuquerque, New Mexico, Jim Vertuno in Austin, Texas, Kim Chandler in Montgomery, Alabama, and Mike Hampen in Washington contributed to this story. Russ Bynum, The Associated Press.